عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد الحبيب المصطفى وعلى آله وصحبه نجوم الهدى قادة التقى. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Respected elders and dear listeners, we've got a very short time, but we'll just try and go over a few of the points, inshallah. There was a very great scholar who lived about 100 years ago in India by the name of Maulana Mahmud Hassan, rahimahullah. And he served the community. He used to teach Quran and Hadith for a very long time. And even today, if you go India, even the non-Muslims, they acknowledge his efforts and, you know, the things that he has done. Now, I would just like to mention one thing. This was right at the end of his life. Right at the end of his life. Remember, lifelong experience of teaching Quran and Hadith, lifelong experience of serving the community and working in a community. And he addresses the people right at the end of his life. And he says this, that what we're going to understand today. He addresses the community, the mass gathering, and he says that I have pondered over the condition of the Muslim Ummah. I've pondered over it, and I've come to one conclusion. He said that we see all around the world the decline of Muslim Ummah that we can see. And he says that I have pondered over the causes of it. What is that cause behind it? Why is Muslim Ummah facing this decline? So he said that I have come to a conclusion that the cause of Muslim Ummah can be summarized into two things. If we want to gain our glory back, if we want to grow as a Muslim Ummah, then we need to fix these two things. Number one, he said, was that in general, we Muslims have lost our connection with the Qur'an. We've gone far away from the Qur'an. We haven't given the Qur'an its due importance that we should be giving it to. Right? So we've gone far away from the teachings of the Qur'an. And you know, if we look into our lives as well, we'll understand that, you know, just look at our own selves. Right? How much of time do we use on our social media, on our phones, right? And how much of our time are we using it for Qur'an? How much of the recitation are we doing every day on a daily basis? Remember, Qur'an is not just that we should recite it in Ramadan. No, Qur'an is not just to be recited in Ramadan. Qur'an is our daily basis. On a daily basis, we should be reciting the Qur'an. So the recitation of the Qur'an. And remember, brothers, Qur'an, the words of the Qur'an, the power it has is just amazing. I'd just like to narrate one incident. It's in Tafsir al-Kabir. It shows the power of Qur'an, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much power does it have? And do you know these makatib that we've got in our masajid? You know, we've got the evening classes going on for Qur'an. We send our children here. We don't take these things lightly. These are very, very important classes that we have. These are the things that will protect the iman of our children. Yeah, the madaris and the makatib that we've got in the evenings, these are the things that will protect our iman. You know, when we see so many fitnas and distractions out there, this is that thing that will protect our iman. So, you know, the power of the Qur'an. It's an incident that is narrated in Tafsir al-Kabir that once Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was passing by a grave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that a person in the grave is being punished. That an angel is there and the angel of punishment is there, and the angel is punishing that person in the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed this to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he went for that work, when he was returning back again by that same grave, he saw the situation has changed. He saw now the angel of mercy is there, and the angel of mercy, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is showering the ni'mah of Jannah on that person. So a sudden change. Just a few moments back, he saw that that man was being punished, and now he sees that a ni'mah of Jannah, he's enjoying it. So he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he requests Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, please reveal me the reason behind this. Why is this happening? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this wahi on Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do you know this person? He passed away a few days back, and a few months back. And when he passed away, his wife was expecting a child. But this man lived his life in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the reason he was being punished. But you know that child, he grew up and his mother taught him the Quran, and his mother sent him now to the madrasa. And that child, when he started reciting the verses and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that my mercy did not allow me to punish my slave within the earth when his son is taking my name above the earth. Yeah. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. This is the Quran that we've got. Right? You know, when we make an effort on our children, this is what we need to make effort on. When our children come to our makatibs, you know, many a times, unfortunately, our mindset is such that, oh, we make our child read the Quran once, nadhara, looking inside the Quran, and we try and finish the entire Quran. Once they finish it, we think that's finished, that's it. That is all with our Islamic studies. And now we'll focus on our, you know, school education, uni, colleges. Yeah, that is important. I'm not denying it. But along with that, this is also very, very important. In fact, this is more important. Right? So these knowledge that we give here in Makatib, these are very, very important knowledge that we've got, right? Islamic studies is very important. So the first thing that Mawlana Mahmud Hassan mentioned, the cause of the decline of the Ummah is that we have distanced ourselves from Quran. We need to come closer to the Quran. And how can we do that? As I've mentioned, on a daily basis, to begin with, we need to start reciting the Quran Kareem. Every day. We're not saying 2 hours, 3 hours on a daily basis. Even if it's 5-10 minutes, at least we've got that connection with the Quran. And then along with that, we should try and understand the meaning of the Quran as well. You know, if our friend writes a message to us, he sends a message to us, and it's in a language that we do not understand, what do we do with that message? We don't just keep it, print it out, and put it on the shelves. Then we'll try and understand it. Oh, what has my friend written to me? Why is he so beloved to me? And how much of effort do we make in understanding the Quran that Allah has sent it down to us? It's for me and you. Right? How much of effort are we making? We are reciting, you know, Quran. We recite Quran in our salah for so many years. So many years we recite Surah Al-Fatiha. What does it mean? When we recite Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, all these verses, mashallah, I know, we know these surahs. Alam tara kayfa fa'al. You know these surahs, at least we know these surahs, we have memorized these surahs, but do we also know what it means when we are reciting these surahs? So the first thing is that we have gone very far away from Quran. And number two, he mentioned, was very important, brothers. The second thing he mentioned, the cause of the decline of the Ummah, is the disunity between Muslims. The disunity that we've got. Our hearts are not united. And many a times, because of ethnicity, oh, you are from this country, I am from that country. You speak this language, I speak that language. Or even if you are from the same country, oh, you come from this family, I come from that family. That's disunity between us. Yeah, that's the reason of the decline of Ummah. So we need to be brothers, we need to be united. Remember, brothers, if we are united, if our hearts are united, no one can harm us. I'll just end up on one ayah from Quran. It's in Surah Hujurat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it so beautifully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That the believers are brothers. So if there is anything between two brothers, then you try and resolve it. Try and do sulah amongst them. And then the next thing, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that Allah can show mercy upon you. Remember, we can get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by uniting together. That's how we'll get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, brothers, you know, the enemy, that's their effort. They'll try and have disunity amongst us. We'll fight amongst us and they'll benefit. They'll divide us and they'll benefit. So we need to grow up. So if we want our community to thrive, the most important thing is that our hearts should be united. Over small things, we should not make it into a big issues. You know, many a times we make this as a big issue that, oh, you're folding hands here, I'm folding it here, I'm folding it here, so I'm not talking with you. No, that's not what it should be. You're doing rafa'il yadain, you're raising your hands up, I'm not raising my hands in namaz, so I'm not speaking with you. These are small matters. We do not need to make these big matters. Remember, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to ask me and you that when you prayed your salah, did you do rafa'il yadain or you didn't do rafa'il yadain? Allah will ask us whether you prayed your salah or not. Right? So these are not the things that we should have dispute amongst us and, you know, because of which our hearts are disunited. No. You know, go back in the history and see and learn the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Medina Munawwara Masjid al-Nabawi was a community. Their hearts were united. Why? Because they had Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who made sure that everyone's heart is united. And you see the impact of Masjid al-Nabawi. I'll just end. See, you know, in Masjid al-Nabawi, the first source of light that came inside the Masjid, Masjid al-Nabawi, was just a year before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world. Just a year before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, that's when the first source of light came inside Masjid al-Nabawi. But we see the impact of that Masjid. So if we want our community to improve, it's not going to happen by big masajid and you know, luxurious masajid and nice roads. Not with these things, with our hearts being united together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, you know, keeping our hearts united. And if there is anything between us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to resolve our matter. Ameen ya rabbal alameen wa akhir da'wan and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد الحبيب المصطفى وعلى آله وصحبه نجوم الهدى قادة التقى أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا حسد إلا في اثنتين رجل آتاه الله القرآن فهو يتلوه آناء الليل وآناء النهار ورجل آتاه الله مالا فهو ينفقه آناء الليل وآناء النهار بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم
الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد الحبيب المصطفى وعلى آله وصحبه نجوم الهدى قادة التقى أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ودمر اللهم أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم مزق جمعهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم اللهم امح آثارهم واقطع دابرهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الظالمين اللهم ارزقنا صلاة فيه ونحن أعزاء وأقوياء منتصرين اللهم اجعل القدس الشريف شامخا عزيزا إلى يوم الدين اللهم انصر لإخواننا المسلمين والمستضعفين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي لبنان وفي سوريا وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا اللهم احقن دماءهم اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم أعنهم ولا تعن عليهم اللهم وحد صفوفهم اللهم فك أسراهم وتقبل شهداءهم برحمتك ومنك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون Please straighten yourselves. Make sure our rows are straight. There are no gaps in between. Ensure our heels are on the line so that the saf can become straight. Jazakum Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya lis salah. Hayya lil falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم.